Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The temptation in the spiritual life, in the life of faith, is that we have heard it all before. I'm doing my part, I'm being a good person. Therefore, there is a kind of plateauing, just settling for what I'm already doing. The danger of being stagnant is that being stagnant does not mean remaining the same, but actually being stagnant means going backwards. There is no such thing as remaining where we are. Either we're moving closer to God or moving away from God. Today we see the result of Peter's first sermon to the crowd. It says that the people were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter, "What must we do?" Where Peter replies, "You must repent, and every one of you must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Peter then spoke to them using many arguments, and the people accepted his arguments, and then it says, that very day, 3,000 were added to their number. I imagine myself, what would it be like if that grace were working through me as a preacher, where 3,000 would seek baptism after a few words of mine? But here we have what we have long understood as the power of faith and a reason in the proclamation of the gospel. Peter expresses the need for repentance, baptism, and the grace of the Holy Spirit, but done with reasoned argument of expressing the truth of Jesus Christ through persuasive, reasonable arguments. We cannot win people through a dumbed-down expression of Catholicism. Faith and reason, or fides et ratio. From there will come the power of the Holy Spirit shining through our lives and in the ministry of spreading the good news. Let us pray. O God, who have bestowed on us paschal remedies, endow your people with heavenly gifts, so that possessed of perfect freedom, they may rejoice in heaven over what gladdens them now on earth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.